Supporters of the measure told lawmakers the styrofoam containers do not biodegrade and are difficult to recycle. Dennis Hart with the Chemistry Council of New Jersey opposes the legislation. He says there would also be an environmental impact from paper products or other substitutes that schools would use.
The costs involved of replacing by our public school system will be a very large cost. And we think that needs to be looked at much more carefully before making a decision of this magnitude in New Jersey.
Michael Vorancic with the New Jersey School Boards Association says while there might be some replacement costs, the legislation would not take effect until a year after it was passed.
So that the districts who do use this stuff would have some time to work through the supply that they have.
Advocates hope the ban on school sales of styrofoam containers would be the first step to a total statewide prohibition of those products. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.